There's a suggestion there that because of financial constraints that sections of the TNT project may be prioritised. I'd be hoping that that wouldn't be the case because I would like to see the whole project, the bypass and Balbafaster and Aller, the road from Manor to Lifford, and of course the four lane down behind Norgay Brack, and in particular the Bonnygee link, that all three would be done together. But if it is a case that they have to be, that one has to be prioritised over another, I put down a marker today that we would be fighting tooth and nail here in the Letterkenny Municipal District because of the traffic problems that we have in Letterkenny. And as well as that, that four lane is the main artery from Derry, Belfast, from Strabane, so you could say it's the main artery from Dublin right into the west of the county through Letterkenny, from the east as well, and coming from Balbafaith. So look, it is an important, and it's important for the whole northwest, and really that section would be important from the point of view of the whole county as well.
And this has been a project that's been in the pipeline for years, and people, when they hear 8 years, will be thinking, are they ever going to see it? But the timeline is set now.
Well, look, you know, that's the timeline that we've been given here today. Look, the project has been progressing since 2018, but there's a lot of talk about it beforehand. But we have to remember as well, you know, that there are people who, farmers in particular, who have landlocked out for the last 5 years. And, you know, it's going to be another few years out before they'll be sorted out. Also, 25 houses over the total project. People sitting for the last 5 years wondering, you know, what do we do? Do we make improvements to our homes? Or, you know, do we look after our homes now? And they're in kind of no man's land in relation to where they're at now. And, like, it has to be speeded up. But I'm glad to see that at the moment it's with the Department of Transport going to Cabinet for approval, which I hope will be successful at the beginning of 2024, and after that then the statutory procedures will continue.